goes to Dr. Michael McConnon. It's M like Mary, C, capital C, O, N, N like November, O, N like November. Fax 989-953-5329. And Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Fax 989-956-9156. Concerning Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, middle initial K, Cook, C-O-O-K. Date of birth 12-19 of 1957. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Cook, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which were noticed in January of 2024, January 28th, to be precise. The patient reports that she's been very healthy all of her life, hardly ever sick, and then she became so weak back in November of 2023. She actually had a syncopal episode and went into the emergency department. She was found to have a hemoglobin in the range of 5. That required blood transfusions and then hematology workup. And she sees Dr. Sahai on a regular basis for autoimmune hemolytic anemia. Currently, she's receiving weekly doses of Rituxin, R-I-T-U-X-I-N, to treat the recurrent autoimmune hemolytic anemia. She did receive them weekly initially and then monthly, and then in March she was doing very well. Hemoglobin was up to 13, she reports. And the Rituxan was stopped, but when her labs were checked May 13th, the hemoglobin had dropped to 11. June 16th, hemoglobin had dropped 6.4 without signs of blood loss, and she received a unit of red blood cells. June 23rd, that was rechecked. The hemoglobin is up to 8.7, so that is returning. However, her kidney function, after it increased in February, the trend was 124 of 24, creatinine 0.9, it was normal. 128/24 creatinine 1.72 GFR 32, 24/24 creatinine 1.46 with GFR 39, 211/24 creatinine 1.22 GFR 49, 220/24 creatinine 1.64 the GFR 34, and that did improve actually to the 0.7 range in March. Then May 13th creatinine 0.83. 6/16 creatinine 0.86, and 6/23 creatinine 0.88, which is her baseline currently. And she did have some elevated liver function tests, also elevated uric acid level. Ultrasound of the kidneys was done, and she was found to have small kidneys bilaterally, 8.5 centimeters on the right and 8.6 on the left. Otherwise, no hydronephrosis, no signs of obstruction, no calculi, no cysts. And currently, the patient is feeling fairly well at this time, and she is getting the Rituxan infusions through her med port that was placed in, this year in, when this started, and she started requiring Rituxan. And they also do the lab draws through the med port. She did have a bone marrow biopsy done 12/5 of 23 that actually was negative for a myeloproliferative disorder or any other suspicious disorder. So it's actually an idiopathic hemolytic anemia at this point. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. She does have edema of the lower extremities that generally gets worse the longer that she's on her feet, and it's gone by morning usually. And no rashes or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for the autoimmune hemolytic anemia, hyperuricemia, past history of elevated liver function tests, hypertension, syncopal episode, bilaterally small kidneys. Past surgical history, she had bone marrow biopsy 12/5 of 23. That was non-conclusive and actually normal. Cholecystectomy, a colonoscopy, hysterectomy, tubal ligation, ventral hernia repair, and placement of the med port for Rituxan infusions. Social history, she has never smoked cigarettes. She rarely consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. She is divorced. She works part-time for a local Dollar General store. Family history is significant for colon cancer and hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, she's on allopurinol, 100 milligram daily, an EpiPen, PRN, bee sting, folic acid, 1 milligram daily, amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Prednisone, she's on 60 milligram a day, undergoing a taper. It will be down to 40 milligram daily next week, and so on, back till she can get to 10 milligram daily. She's on Protonix, 40 milligram daily, and Rituxan weekly at this time. Physical exam, height 62 inches, weight is 146 pounds, and that's at least a 20-pound increase since she's been on the large dose of prednisone, she reports. Pulse 87, oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with an aortic murmur, grade 1 over 6. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, she's got 1 to 2 plus edema, left lower extremity from feet to ankles, and right lower extremity 1 plus. No alterations or lesions. In labs, the creatinines were previously reported. Hemoglobins also. She does have normal weight count and normal platelet counts. June 23rd of 2024, calcium is 9.4, sodium 137, potassium 3.5, carbon dioxide 25, albumin is 4.4, phosphorus 4. Liver enzymes are normal. Assessment and plan, a history of elevated creatinine transiently, and now it's back to the normal range. Bilaterally small kidneys, that's probably not actually significant, but just noted, and idiopathic hemolytic anemia requiring weekly Rituxan infusions. We will continue to monitor the patient's labs every 3 months. We'll check a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine along with the blood chemistries that we check. We're not going to schedule a follow-up appointment unless her creatinine levels increase again. So she will remain on standby for now. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.